Fiji County Commissioner Nyong Malual says a group of fishermen from Upper Nile State who went fishing in referred to as the Jonglei Canal were assaulted and their fishing equipment, including their canoes, were looted by armed men last week. The Jonglei Canal project was not completed due to the SPLA war between 1983 and 2004. Commissioner Malual says a joint force of local police and security forces from the Upper Nile State capital, Malakal, launched a crackdown and rounded up at least 25 suspected criminals.
There are some young men in Fiji, especially in the headquarters of the county, that is at the canal. They grouped themselves and started to cause terror in the area. They have been attacking people in the fishing areas and looting their belongings. So I asked the police to crack them down, and now some of them have been arrested. They have been arrested and now they are under police investigations.
Commissioner Malual says the young men who were arrested are suspected of causing havoc and terrorizing the fishing community in and around the Jonglei Canal. Malual asked the community for their help by reporting suspected criminals to authorities.
The fishing waters from the canal belong to all South Sudanese, whether you are from Fiji here or other states. We all have right to farm or fish wherever we have settled, but I heard that this group have been saying that they do not want certain people there, especially the Shuluk people who came from Malakal. That is wrong, and we, the government, will not allow that to happen. My work includes making sure the communities in Fiji live in peace.
Fiji County Police Inspector Simon Kwal says the armed men, including ringleader Emmanuel Magar, tried to resist being arrested and fought with the police but were overpowered. He says Magar has been transferred to Malakal Central Prison.
These young men went and brought their guns in order to fight the police because they thought that they might defeat the police. Because they are in weak numbers, but we arrested them. I am now working with the investigators so that they are screened, so that the rest are released and the culprits are taken to court.
Kwal says the arrested suspects include some members of South Sudan Armed Forces. He says the investigation continues and the suspects will be charged with different offenses, including illegal possession of firearms and banditry. The fishing waters are located in the northern plains of Jonglei. Residents around the area depend on the water for growing sorghum, rearing livestock and fishing for survival. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.